Thank you for calling PayPal. This is Edward. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. How may I help you?
Could you help exactly what do you see on your screen?
Okay. Can you please confirm me the last four digit number of your transaction ID so I can help with that to check it? 4282.
Switch off the S mode.
Okay.
Options like that. Give a click on the switch off S mode. All right, take in time.
So, sir, I can see over here there is a suspicious activities going on, like someone trying to use your personal information, and they are trying to order a Coinbase from your PayPal account, which is $1,399.99. So did you make this purchase, or are you aware of that? It's a fake. Yeah, we're gonna help you to cancel it. Can you please tell me, sir, like, are you the only user of this account?
Okay,
like, no one can use it apart for you? Your family members or your wife, anyone else? Are you the only one? Okay. So what we're gonna do, we have to simply cancel that order. On that time, we will help you to rectify these problems and we will fix it up for you. And we will generate a cancellation code for you, then your order has been canceled. So in order to cancel it, sir, so can you please be sitting in front of your computer or laptop so I can help you out? We're gonna generate a cancellation. Okay. Now, can you please pull up your any browser, like which browser do you use on this computer? You have to simply open it. And look into your right top of the page. You can see there is a long search panel where you can type, where you can search something. You have to type over there, helpmysupport.com. All in together. Don't give a space between those words. Helpmy.com. Yes. Don't give a space. And then press enter button from your keyboard. And after that, what can you see? Just to let me know. Secure school. Okay. Just be on the line. Let me generate a service code for you. Give me a moment. Okay. Now your service code is 06161. Okay. Now you have to simply click on OK. And you can press enter button from your keyboard. And after that, what can you see? Okay, do one thing, sir. Okay. Okay. Supportcline.exe. You have to click on it and try to open that file. And once it's open, just to let me know, I'm holding the line. Yeah, click on allow or yes. No, click on allow. Okay. And then after that, you can see the yes option. Yes and no, you have to click on yes. And after that, you have to simply open up your new tab and type over there, www.paypal.com. First of all, you have to click on yes. Yes.
Do one thing.
Okay. Now you have to simply open up your new browser. And after open up your new browser, you have to type over there www.paypal.com. And after that, what can you see? Okay. Just do not log in, because we have to forget your password and we have to create a new password for you and log out from all the devices which are hacker trying to use it. You have to give me a moment first. Sir, you have to do one thing first. You have to look into your right-hand side at the very, very right-hand side top corner. There is a little down arrow logo over there. You have to click on that down arrow logo so you can see the support client.exe. You have to, can you please try again, click on it? Because it's not connected. You have to click on that. Hello? Hello? Yes. Okay, just be on that page, and after that, what are the options do you see? You have to tell me that. Okay, and can you please tell me, sir, it's your window, it's your computer or it's your cell phone? What is it? It's your, the Windows computer. Okay, just me on the line. It's not connected. Do one thing, sir. You have to open up your new tab again, and we will provide you another code, the service code. You have to type the same thing, helpmysupport.com. Okay. Yeah, give me a moment. Let me give you the service code. The service code is 43612. Then hit enter, and after that you can see the support client.exe is downloaded over there. Yes, you have to click on that and try to open that file. Hello? Yes. Yep.
If you see unusual activities over there, then still let me know, okay? Alright, do one thing. I will
give me a moment.
Okay? Just look at
and after Okay, so you can say, yes, sir. You have to tell me that number.
Wallet option over there. Yeah, I gave a.
Okay, and just beside the number, can you see there is a little lock sign over there? Right. Now you have to type over there. Sorry, you have to first click on the lock sign. And now we are providing you the new password for you. The security password. The password is PayPal. All with the letter will be in lowercase. PayPal 123456. Now you have to put that same password in your confirm password. Yeah, and then click on apply. And after that, you can see interactive access over there at the very top of the page. And underneath, there is a three option over there. It says, the third option, it says, never incoming session request. Can you see that? Right. Give a click on that. Never incoming session request. And now you have to look into your left hand side. At the very left hand side, you can see there is an option over there. It says permission. Can you see that? The permission option. Right. Click on the permission and go to the very bottom of the page. There's a lots of checkbox over there. And there's a two checkbox which is empty. One, it says enable privacy mode. And another is says create TCP tunnel. Can you see that? Right. Click on the both checkbox.
So what you have to do, you need to open a new tab and try to log into your checking account.
Give a click on the checkbox, enable privacy mode, and create TCP tunnel.
So just do let me know if you got any charges.
Have a click on it.
And if you don't see any charges...
Okay, and after that, what can you see, sir? You go back to the number. I'm not asking you the number, sir. You have to go back to the same page, and you have to click on the Enable Privacy Mode and Create TCP Tunnel. Right. And create TCP tunnel.
Oh, he's in a plane right now.
Okay, now you have to click on the new session. Click on the new session, sir. Then click on install Anydex. Then click on accept and install. And then click on yes.
All right, just try the texting and try to get it auto from me.
And after that, what can you see? You have to click on yes, allow or whatever you can. Okay. Go back to the previous page where you can see the numbers. Now go back to the permission. Can you see the install index option over there? It's installed already.
Does he not travel to...
You have to click on the settings, Anydex settings. Go to the settings.
All right.
And go to the permission. And you have, yeah. and you have to permission on it. You can see there is an option over there, enable privacy mode and create TCP tunnel.
All right,
yeah, so you have to click on the both check box. Yes, sir. No, sir, because you are declined to me. That is the reason we don't connect.
Okay.
Hold on a moment. Yeah, what did you see? The ID exchange? Okay. You have to look into your right hand side at the very, very right hand side top corner. There is an option over the, there is a four dash over there. Click on the four dash and give a click on the option over there. It says set password. Can you see the set password option? Yeah. Click on that set password.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to put that password over there. The PayPal 123456. The all the letter will be on lowercase. Then click on apply.
One thing, if you don't see any activities here, it's hard.
Okay. So the one thing, you have to close that AnyDesk page and you have to try to open it again. Close it down and you have to try to again open it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You don't see any unusual dimensions are like 300.
Okay, give me a moment. Let me try to connect. It's not connecting.
You don't see over there. All right.
Okay, restart your computer, sir. Do one thing, you have to restart your computer.
Okay, so just allow me for a moment, just stay on the line.
Yeah, okay, restart it. My name is Edward, E-D-W-A-R-D, Edward.
All right, are you there, ma'am?
Yep.
All right, so I had a word with my banking officer, so he told me, so he wants to take your call from right now, and I will help you to update your recent statement there, okay? So you can able to see over there. So what you need to do is just have to
transfer
this call to my banking officer, who will assist you in a better way, okay?
Yes, sir. Hold on a moment. 1, 2, 3, 1. Okay. And there's a lock sign over there. Can you see the lock sign? Yes, click on the lock sign. And after click on the lock sign, you can see they're asking for set password. You have to simply put the same password, the PayPal 123456. The PayPal, all the letters in lowercase. Right. And after click, yeah, give a click on that, never incoming session request. Yeah, and create TCP tunnel. No, sir. What do you see? You can tell me first. You see the desktop. You watching porn, motherfucker? Bhosle wala. That is mean you are, I can see that you fuck your mother. Yeah, because you are a fucker, motherfucker.